Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast 40 for 40. We are looking at an actual real live bowl game. I know it's been mostly blowouts to this point with very few things managing to salvage anything resembling entertainment between the beginning of bowl season to this point. But ladies and gentlemen, that is over with, because somehow, like a beneficiary in a will you didn't even know you were listed in, right? Where like the 8 or 9 people in front of you all died randomly and mysteriously, because you definitely didn't plot to kill them, you have lucked into a fortune. Yeah, it fell in your lap. It's the Cotton Bowl 2017. We are looking at somehow the USC Trojans playing the Ohio State Buckeyes for free. Not for free, actually. Somebody else paid for it. But it's free to you.
They are playing for free.
Yeah. I mean, they're playing for free. That's not
They're playing for $550 in NCAA-approved gifts.
Ooh.
Like belts and footballs that say Cotton Bowl on them and sunglasses and stuff.
Cotton Bowl gifts for players. Keep talking. You're good. You're good.
And maybe like a PlayStation 1.
Let's see. Cotton Bowl. Okay. Hold on. You guys ready for this? This is from SBNation.com.
I love that site.
Would not disclose.
You know, let's see. The Cotton Bowl is where? It's in Dallas, Texas, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. So the Cotton Bowl, it's in Dallas, Texas, and they won't disclose what they're giving them. You know what that means? It's guns. Just guns and cash. Just open it up like, whoa! Guns, cash, and a chili pie. Just a slab of meat. They're like, here, we'll top it. Just put like a big hot piece of brisket on top of it. Frankly, that sounds delicious. If you wouldn't eat a piece of brisket off a gun, you should never go to the state of Texas.
You can't, but you can't vote in Texas.
Yeah.
That's what they, you don't have to show ID at the polls, but they do hand you a gun and a piece of brisket. They're like, all right, you have 5 minutes.
You got to do this, and you got to swear loyalty to that picture of Earl Campbell's thighs. That's what you need to do. That's what greatness is. Yeah, no, I'm thrilled. This is actually like an entertaining game. This should be, dare I say, good. Because you know who's going to keep both teams in the game? Sam Darnold. Yeah.
Sweet, yeah. Sam. Sweet, beautiful Sam.
Yeah, did you already get that crock pot of like delicious boiling draft speculation going? Yeah, let's get the amateur idiot in here. Just sauntering in like, oh, where are these guys going to be drafted when they play real football? Where? When they really get to the league. We learn things about them. Yeah, it'll be fun because you're going to show up. Sam Darnold's going to throw like 4 TDs and 4 INTs. It'll be great. You'll have no idea what to do. Sam Darnold's entire year this year has been, and I am convinced intentional, a complete, like, you know, Bill Belichick will put stuff on film that they'll never do again.
Sure.
Just to make you wait.
Just so when they line up, it's 3rd and goal from the 3. And we've seen him do this 4 times. He does the exact opposite of that.
Right. Right. In a play you've never seen. Yeah. That's what Sam Darnold's doing to scouts, convinced, because he's far too talented to actually be this inconsistent. So I'm convinced he saw the teams that were at the top of the draft order, saw doom coming and was like, yeah, let's make this complex. Let's make this hard. Josh Allen, man. Browns are looking hard at you, bro. Guess what I'm going to do?
So Josh Rosen takes a look at all these INTs and is just like, just gives up and just openly says, like, basically, I really don't want to play for the Browns. Whereas Sam Darnold's just kicking back, casual, knows he's put in the work to throw the sufficient INTs to not be picked number one.
I also like it because that's the one time when the sports internet will like rise up in defense of the Browns. They're like, how dare you play where you are selected and you play with honor and fealty every other week. It's like, oh man, if I played for the Browns, I'd blow up the stadium. I'd change my name. I'd move to Europe. I'd just fucking quit. But draft time? No. The right and honorable thing to do is to fly the Browns flag above your manor. Leave everything you love behind. You are a Brown now.
Wouldn't this suck, by the way, if like this is how the real world went? Like if you were drafted out of college and it was like, hey, man, I got like a really good GPA and my resume is looking great. It wasn't me. but you know, got some.
You have been job drafted skills. By Busch Gardens. You work there now.
Yeah, or like the worst failing companies got to go ahead and take the cream off the top, right? Like, I worked my way up from poverty, and I got a scholarship to Yale, and this is amazing.
You work at the off-brand circus. The off-brand circus has selected you with their number one pick. They take very poor care of the animals, and everything smells.
I was first in my class, and now I work for Ja Rule. Ja Rule's festival company.
Yeah, Sears. I work for Sears, right? They're like, yeah, no, I have a medical degree from Stanford University. You work for Sears now.
You are John Sears. We've changed your name. You are franchise manager.
Get Blockbuster Video back on the map. First in Harvard Law.
Your boss is Ja Rule at Blockbuster Video.
Baby! Yeah, this is... It's a perverse thing. I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to really enjoy watching everyone be very confused when Sam Darnold goes out here and looks absolutely... This was going to happen, by the way, the last 2 minutes of every half. If that's exactly... Like, if they get the ball and they need to score, Sam Darnold is going to race down the field, throw three brilliant passes, lacing them through coverage, and score. Because that's when Sam Darnold's at his best. And when he has time to think, that's when things go bad. Right? So that'll be fascinating to watch. Also fascinating, watching Ohio State. Because every now and then this year, I don't know, one out of every five or six games, they come up sleepy, awful, distracted. I don't know, giving up 55 to Iowa somehow. These are all things that are really true of Ohio State. I still don't know how they lost games, especially when you watch their good ones. It's baffling.
It's also weird because, you know, I think JT Barrett here and elsewhere has been pretty heavily maligned this season. And, you know, that's because he looked like shit against Iowa and was inconsistent elsewhere within the season. But you look at his season total numbers and you compare them to 2014 when he was this breakout candidate that everybody thought, oh, Braxton Miller's down. Ohio State's fucked. And he just came out and you know, made a very good case to be in the Heisman final category before he got injured in the Michigan game. And you look at the numbers from 2014 and 2017, and they're like weirdly similar. His completion percentage is like almost exactly the same. His touchdown to interception ratio, almost exactly the same. 45 total touchdowns on offense in both years. But because perspective is a son of a bitch, the cool shit you did as JT Barrett, guy nobody had ever heard of or expected anything of in 2014, when you do that in 2017 as JT Barrett, senior leader on this team that should make the playoff, not so much. It's good. It's a welcome reminder that everything you achieve in life will just become the next stumbling block for you. Congratulations, never try.
That's awesome. By the way, I'm just going to go ahead and list some numbers here. Who has more touchdowns passing? More passing touchdowns. That's JT Barrett. JT Barrett's got 35 passing TDs, y'all. 35. Sam Darnold has 26. Yeah, but did you see how it threw? Okay, that's cool. Yards passing? Barrett threw for, good God. Barrett threw for, you know, almost 3,000 yards while still being like having duties in the rush game, right? Darnold, their whole offense, he threw for like 3,700 yards. It's ridiculous. But like in terms of like efficiency and rating, Barrett's marginally better as a college quarterback. Does that translate to the next level? Answer, we don't care. Really don't. I mean, it might. But if you can predict who makes like a really good professional quarterback, then you should go do that because no one can. There's like very few. Oh, no. There's definite predictors. Well, yeah. Tall. Can walk. You know. Can run. Can throw the ball. That's really about it. Probably like played college for like at least 3 years.
Ah. But Drew Brees is not tall and can't walk.
I've been foiled.